Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Final edition of Sports Hour for the week. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on this Thursday afternoon, getting the WNYO lineup started today. We got Hot Corner coming your way at 4 o'clock as well. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd, how are we feeling on a Thursday? Gonian gets printed tomorrow. Super exciting stuff. Well, tonight, technically.
Tonight. Feeling excellent.
But it gets delivered tomorrow. Make sure you pick up your copy of the Oswegonian tomorrow. Lots of good stuff going to be in there. What's the big story? Can we get a little bit of a preview?
Yeah, so the big story this week, I did a feature on the SA president. Also, a few events happening around campus, I think, next week for news.
Well, there's three big events going on campus. Nobody knows when they are, where they're happening.
I was just going to say, I think next week's paper will have a few more answers on what those events were.
But they'll already have happened at that point.
Yes. To be honest, though, some of us don't know what those events are, and I guess we're still waiting for clarification. It's like a conversation with me. You leave with more questions than answers.
Yeah, you leave with more questions than answers. Are you doing a story on this 1861 giving thing? What is that about? Quick photo brief on the Al Roker donating money to the school.
Because we got to see if it actually happens. We know the event's going to happen. It's going to be 1861 minutes. It's to celebrate Founders Weekend, which they're trying to make a big deal out of this year, something I don't think we've really experienced in past years. If they get 861 gifts, I believe, so donations, blah, 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 then Al Roker
will match it.
Yes. Right? He'll donate $50,000.
Now, there is also a rumor that Big Al is coming to Oswego this weekend.
Yes, which, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be good. I don't think Al Roker's been here since we've been here.
No. He came once. He was teaching that class with Ricky.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He taught via Zoom.
No, you don't remember that video of him doing...
Oh, wait, that's right. No, he did come.
Sunday night football. Sunday night weather outside of...
Actually, that's right. No, yes. You're 100% right about that. It's been a crazy week. Here else we go. The arena getting a new name. TOP is going through run-through week. Laker Connections run-through is tonight. I'm in my traditional white t-shirt and suit pants 7 hours before we actually go on air. I've also got the Laker Connections hoodie locked and loaded. So that's super exciting. What else happened this week? TOP Media Day was this week, so we got some liners recorded. WTOP got some gifts and material to use for their broadcast, which is super exciting. We've got 5 games in 2 days this week over on WNYO Sports, women's soccer, field hockey, and volleyball. So a lot happening this week on campus. I started seeing widespread. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, it has been a crazy week. Most importantly, I'm in the mood for apple cider, so that's my big takeaway of the day. Those are my feelings, though. You remember how I said to you, it's a Thursday, I don't have time for anybody's feelings?
You said to your staff
and
today?
Now the editor-in-chief wants apple cider.
Did anybody respond to that message, by the way?
No, it was just kind of just brushed underneath the table.
It would have been really funny if they were all like, yes, sir.
Yes, boss man.
Yes, Mr. Boss Man, sir. But we've got a couple things to get to today on Sports Hour. Lots of week. There's a big weekend in sports as well. The NFL Week 4 is happening. Giants and Jets looking for their first wins of the year. Yankees looking to clinch the playoffs. They're in a pretty good spot right now, but they've got a big next 4 games against tonight. They'll wrap up the series against the Blue Jays and then go into a 3-game set against the Rays. So a lot to get to, and we are going to start with the New York Yankees, who unfortunately, Gerrit Cole on the mound, and they could not get it done. They take a loss 6-5 last night.
Yeah, hey, Gerrit Cole never really was his dominant self last night. Yankees quickly in that game found themselves down 3-0. They come storming on back, but at the end of the day, the Blue Jays proved too much, end up winning 6-5. And if you're the Yankees, it just keeps getting tighter and tighter. Now, they got a two-game gap on the Blue Jays, and they got a game gap on the Red Sox. So you got a two-game gap to make the playoffs, a game gap to host the wild card game. So it just gets a little tighter for the Yankees. If they were able to squeeze one out last night, they're looking in much better shape.
Gerrit Cole, six innings pitched, nine hits, five earned runs, just six strikeouts on the evening was not his best when he needed to be, which is super unfortunate. Now you got Corey Kluber, who hasn't been that great. He's on the mound tonight against a guy who's been really good this year in Robbie Ray. So the Yankees... I mean, Brent, you got to be a little bit concerned going into tonight's ballgame.
You definitely have to be a little bit concerned. And obviously, the Blue Jays offense, when they're on, they're very tough to beat. And Gerrit Cole found that out quickly last night, down 4-0 in the third inning. Three home runs for the Blue Jays last night. The biggest takeaway of the night was Stanton didn't hit a home run, so that streak's finally over. But still... Robbie Ray's a tough pitcher tonight, so it's not easy.
Yeah, we'll get back to the Yankees a little bit later in the show, but they are taking on the Blue Jays tonight at 7:07 in Toronto before going back home, right, for the Rays?
Yes.
They're at the stadium?
They are, which Tropicana feels like more of a home game than the Bronx sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it does. The Mets, they lose to the Marlins last night by a final score of 3-2. Nothing more to say. Then that, their season is over. I'm just ready for it to be over and for them to give Marcus Stroman all the money in the world. He absolutely deserves it. Moving on from that, Marcus May, and we didn't talk about this yesterday, out 3 to 4 weeks with an injury. Not good for the New York Jets.
Not good at all. They lose their leader of the defense, their defensive captain.
Well, he wasn't even voted captain this year. I don't know if you know
He's still the unvoted captain of this defense.
No, they voted four captains
who they
and didn't name him one.
Yo, he's the metaphorical captain of this defense.
Are we sure? He wants to leave.
He's their best player.
CJ Mosley's not their best player, the guy who was also named the captain of the defense.
Well, they like linebackers better than safeties. There's something about safeties.
It should have been Rutherford. It should have been Mosley. But it also should have been Marcus May.
Yes, which I'm just in disbelief he's not the captain of this team.
No, it's unbelievable.
He's been playing well, though, so this does hurt.
He's gonna walk. He's either going to be traded or he's going to walk.
You think it's that dire?
Yeah. The agent tweeted out yesterday, oh, Marcus will be back right in time for the trade deadline. Perfect. Literally tweeted that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about safeties.
And New York, Jets, right? Yeah. I know. And I saw a tweet. Hold on, I got to find this tweet. That said, this might be the most unknown group of secondary for the Jets, maybe ever.
Well,
and it might be the worst. It might be the worst in NFL history.
I remember last year.
Well, yeah. Well, get ready for this year. Bryce Hall.
Yep.
Braden Echols. Michael Carter II.
Yep.
Adrian Colbert. Jared Wilson.
Oh.
Do you know who any of those players are besides Bryce Hall and Michael Carter II?
No.
And Bryce Hall and Michael Carter II, the only reason you know them, Bryce Hall was the rookie who didn't play because of the injury.
Yes.
And Michael Carter II is the rookie.
Yes. The only reason you would know those
the
guys.
The only reason you would know them.
Where's Guidry and some of our old
what
faces?
Happened to Cromartie and Revis? And what happened to those guys? In the Jets secondary used to be a force to be reckoned with. Now Brandon Echols is supposed to save our season.
Well, he's not saving anything.
No, he's not going to save this team. Zach, you know who can? Zach Wilson. You have to hope that he performs better. Michael Flurney's better play calling also. We're going to get to the Jets a little bit later in the show. Lots to get to today. Are the Yankees going to make the playoffs? Who would you want to face if you do make the playoffs? Plus, Bills are taking on the Texans, Giants. Jets still looking for their first wins of the year. And, of course, picks of the week with the Hot Corner coming up at 4 o'clock. Wow. We got that done in 9 minutes. It normally takes us 10 minutes. We flew through that.
Efficiency.
Yeah, efficiency for sure. We got a lot of sports coming up this weekend over at WNYO Sports. I will not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is my first day at CNY, which is super duper exciting. Super excited to get to work over there with all those wonderful people. I'm trying to look up the sports schedule, and the Google Drive is being extremely dumb. So to tell you about all the sports, you're calling a soccer game, right, lad?
Yes, on Saturday, volleyball game tomorrow.
Volleyball game tomorrow with Joey. That's going to be over on Stream 1. Why is this? Wow, Google Drive, you are absolutely derailing this segment today. Here we go. All right, we've got a women's soccer game at 4 o'clock over on Stream 2 with Dominic Perrone and Zach Malamud, as well as volleyball at over on Stream 1. Joey Platsky and Brandon Ladd on the call for that one. Then on Saturday, Jake and Ladd calling some women's soccer. That's going to be over on Stream 1. Pre-game coverage for that one begins at 12:25 with yours truly. Trent Wilkinson and Jared Wakefield will have the call for volleyball over on Stream 2 at 1 o'clock. And then at 4 over on Stream 2, Liam Goddard and Dominic Perrone will have the call for some field hockey. So a full weekend here at WNYO Sports. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, time to talk about the New York Yankees. Who do they want to face this weekend? It's going to be a fun weekend for all of baseball. And we'll be right back after this.
I try to be everything that I can, but sometimes I come out as being nothing.
Sports Hour. Oh my God, it's so horrible. It's so bad. Poor Ashley, who's in the office right now, listening to this horrible, horrible rendition of Come and Go by Juice WRLD.
Mello did it right.
I love this song so much, and you don't like it.
I've grown to like it.
No, you have not.
No, I just, it freaks me out when artists die and then release music.
So you don't like Wishing Well either?
No, I do like Wishing Well.
Wishing Well is great. We don't have that in the system. I just looked it up. That's a song I really wanted to play. But I do love this song.
It's a good intro.
It gets me pumped up every time, like this part right here. Maybe we should have a top 40 show, lad.
That would be 3 hours of our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, what's another three?
So good. Who doesn't love Juice WRLD? I'll never forget, like, you know, the day he died. Like, I couldn't even believe it.
A traumatic day when he went down in the airport.
That's not funny.
No.
You may. Why? It's just the way you say things. It's just the way you say things. I hate you. You make me look like I'm, you know.
Remember when Seth didn't believe us at first? And he's like, oh, you guys were actually really telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Jake was. I woke up and actually distraught. The first thing I did was, for some reason, I went to Facebook. I don't know why, but the first post I saw was Jake, like, R.I.P. Juice WRLD. And I like, didn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's so
I was up early that day for some reason. I feel like it was, like, a Saturday.
Ashley just private messaged me on Slack and said, Come and Go sucks.
Oh.
See? You're just proving her point. You're just proving her point. By doing that. You're unbelievable. All right, let's get to New York Yankees, who head into the final weekend just one game up on the Red Sox. Oh, the mic just hit me in the face. Who go into this weekend one game up on the Red Sox in the wild card. The Rays clinched the NL East the other night. And you look at the wild card standings. The Yankees are 90-68, just one game up on the Red Sox. They've won 7 of their last 10. Red Sox 89-69, one game on the Yankees. The Mariners, half a game back. We believe.
See us rise.
Nah, I would give up a lot to watch the Mariners make the postseason again. I've been waiting for it ever since the John Boyes documentary came out.
They kind of scare me, though.
How could they not scare you?
There's a lot of unknowns.
They could be a team of destiny. And we know there's a history there between the Yankees and the Mariners.
We do, and it dates back 26
years ago. That's crazy to think about.
Isn't it crazy that A-Rod played in that game? It doesn't seem like too long ago A-Rod retired.
Yeah, I know. It does not.
Just a 19-year-old kid at that time.
A-Rod was on his way to becoming like one of the greatest shortstops ever.
Yeah.
Think about that. And now I absolutely hate his guts, and he's like disgraced across baseball.
Entertaining analyst.
No. Stop that. Don't give him any credit for that. So, Yankees, they're going to head into this final weekend going up against the Rays. They do got one more against the Blue Jays, but I want to look ahead a little bit to this series against the Rays. The Rays are done. The NL East is... That was me rubbing my hands together because, you know, I can't visually do that because we're on the radio and on the pod.
Yes.
But The Yankees, they go into the series against the Rays. If you're the Rays, do you rest up? Because if I'm the Rays, I don't. Because I don't want to face the Yankees in the next series.
Yeah, I guess you do strategic resting up. I feel like you play everyone as long as the Yankees still have not clinched a playoff spot. That happens with two games to go in the series, then you rest people. But you're right. As long as you have a chance to get the Yankees out of the playoffs, you take advantage of that.
I don't want to go to the Bronx. Don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I don't care if we have home field advantage. Well, you're the Rays, dude. Like, you might not even sell out your playoff game. It's the Trop. Like, do you really want to, like, risk losing one game at home and then go to the Bronx for two more games to face Garrett Cole? No, sir.
It's a scary place.
No, it's scary. Like, life-threateningly scary to go there for the playoffs.
Everybody's like, you'll see a Yankees game in June, and how many times I've went to Yankees games during the summer. It's like, oh, this is nice. 30,000 people. Everybody's
me
in good
mood. Me and my 30,000 closest friends, as you like to put it.
And then by the time you get to October, it's 52,000 of your closest friends, and they are in a bad mood.
No, they're just like angry.
Yeah.
They're like, have you ever seen like Sebastian Maniscalco's bit on like the people who fight in MMA?
Yes.
Like, you look at these guys, they get to the ring. They're like, ah.
No, they are.
That's
angry.
What they're like.
Like, I have personal experience of this. I went to Boston our freshman year to see the Yankees play the Red Sox in game two of the ALDS that year. It was 2018. And Yankees won that game. And I was like, wow, Boston is a breath of fresh air. Like,
no,
this
compared,
is nice.
Yeah, compared to the Bronx.
If this was in the Bronx, if you wear anything of the other color, you literally have to be put into the witness protection program.
Yeah, I know. So if I'm the Rays, I'm not resting one damn person on this roster. Not one. I'm not facing Garrett Cole in the Bronx for two games, for one of the two games.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
You don't want to be there. I guess you would rather be in
Toronto.
Don't
really want to go to Boston either.
No, you don't want to go to Boston. Boston's offense, though, not as scary. Their pitching, not as scary as what the Yankees potentially could be. Especially at home. In theory, you want to go to Toronto or Seattle or someplace.
No, Toronto's
nice.
Dude, ever since the bat flip heard around the world, that place is a scary place to go to, too. Like, dude, that place is horrifying.
I can hear the fog.
It's all of Canada, dude.
Yes, and I can hear the foghorn in my head right now for that Jose Bautista home run.
It's the craziest seventh inning ever played in the history of baseball. Think about that.
Yeah.
The craziest inning ever.
No, and it went on for about 44 minutes.
No, the inning lasted 45 minutes.
Yeah. There
I saw a meme. I remember that game being played, and I saw a meme on Instagram, and it was like ESPN 30-30 presents the seventh inning of game, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't even know what game
five.
It was. Yeah. The seventh inning of game five of the 2015, right?
Yeah. ALDS.
2015 ALDS. Just the seventh inning. Now.
Yes.
Not the rest of the game. Just the seventh inning. I wouldn't want to go. I would, you know, if I'm the Rays, I want to play Seattle,
the
team with the minus run differential heading into the postseason.
Yeah. We're ahead of ourselves, though. If you're the Yankees, who do you want to play in the wild card?
Again, the Mariners. I don't want to face Robbie Ray. Don't really want to face Chris Sale either.
Yeah, probably the Mariners. Yeah. But, I think that's an easy choice.
Yeah, I don't know how you could justify wanting to face Robbie Ray or Chris Sale. I don't even know who the Mariners' best pitcher is this year.
Let me check.
Yeah. Look that up, because I legitimately don't know who it is. But if I'm the Yankees, I would want to play the Mariners. But that's besides the point. I am rooting for the Mariners. To get there, you're going to have no Cole in the next series against the Rays, so you really got to try and buckle down. Cole couldn't get you the win last night, which is super unfortunate. Tonight, though, Corey Kluber versus Robbie Ray, that's a little horrifying. Kluber hasn't been that great in his last couple starts, and now you're going up against Robbie Ray, who is a Cy Young candidate for the Toronto Blue Jays this year.
Honestly, he's broken out as this season has went along, has stood out from the rest of the pack. Everybody thought Ryu would be the dominant pitcher for the Blue Jays this year.
Well, he was their big signing.
He was their big signing. Robbie Ray, though, not so quietly. I've learned this week I need to stop saying quietly. 13-6 on the year. 244 strikeouts in 188 innings. Very impressive. He's just been dominant this year.
Yeah, he's been so good.
And again, you don't want to face him in a one-gamer. If the Yankees really want to go forward with this here, I would take Robbie Ray out of the equation tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll see. The Blue Jays, you know, they beat Gerrit Cole. They did the thing they weren't supposed to do. Now if they can do the thing that they're supposed to do and win the Robbie Ray game, I mean, that is absolutely huge for them. They would gain a whole game on the Yankees, and depending on what the Red Sox do against the Orioles, it'll be interesting to see. But we are going to take a quick break. Lad, you got to speak for a second.
Chris Flexen is the best pitcher for the Mariners.
Oh, yeah, former Met.
Oh, he was?
Really bad. Awful. Absolutely terrible.
14-6 this year.
And out of so many Mets who go away to far-off lands, perform exponentially better once they leave Queens.
If Flexen is not Flexen that night, it's going to be Yusei Kikuchi.
Yusei Kikuchi.
Yes,
is that the next guy?
That's the next guy.
Not how you say his name.
Kikuchi.
Is it actually how you say his name? All right. Well, you would know better than me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's football time. Jets, Giants, Bills. We'll get to it all right after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WNYO Sports Hour right here on the Laker Radio Network.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay.
So good. It's just so, like, bumpy and catchy. Yeah.
I don't like the clean version, though, because I didn't realize. What? I get we're on air and we got to play the clean version. I'm not saying we got to F-bomb it up right at the moment. But,
oh my God.
Like, the F-bombs keep you on rhythm for this song.
What? You just like to curse, dude. You just got a sailor's mouth.
No, I do not have a sailor's mouth.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know other people that swear more than me.
Wow. Yeah, don't we all? Sports Hour here with you on this Thursday, final edition of the week. Do you miss doing the shows on Friday?
Huh?
Do you miss doing the show on Fridays?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I kind of do, but at the same time, like, it's not possible. We're just so everywhere, all over the place on Friday.
One day we're here, one day we're there.
Yeah. Oh, pal, the light is on. Here comes Abby walking down the thing. The light is on.
Oh, wearing her Gonian sweatshirt.
She's got
today.
Two coffees. Is one of those for you?
Yes, it is.
That's good. Yeah, she's holding it up right now. Pretty soon, Abby will be delivering. We'll be delivering the coffee to Lad, our producer, Abby.
Yeah, forget about Jake Johnson.
We have many producers on the show who, you know, bring us various things and do various things for us.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jake in weeks.
I haven't seen Kevin or Brendan in years.
Yeah, I know. Kevin's just went silent on us.
Well, I don't know about silent, but I feel like I see Jake every day, never see Kevin anymore. Like, we tried to see him the other day, and he was like, oh, I've been busy with work. He works at Five Points. Yeah. So the light's on, pal.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, producer. Of course. Yeah, but yeah, I haven't seen Kevin and Brendan in eons.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff just went home last week. Didn't say anything
quietly
to anybody.
I just drove by and I was like, oh, Jeff's not here.
Yeah, I know. it's been a crazy 2 weeks. It's only going to get crazier.
Yeah.
This is our only
can we even call this the calm before the storm?
This is our only like relaxing like hour where we just
I have a theory.
What's your theory on what?
Hockey season is more calm than the fall sports season because of the Cause
there's
cruise.
Because there's just less
variables
involved. I don't know. I mean, I really have to look at November. I really should sit down. I need to buy my whiteboard only does 1 month at a time. Like, I'm a very visual person, so I need to see the schedule in front of me. Like, I can't look on the website because it's too complicated, and they also list all the away games.
Do you need what I found in the Gonian? The little put it on the wall? They're, like, sticky note whiteboards.
What?
Yeah. So, like, it's
No. I know what you're talking about, but it doesn't have the calendar on it.
No, like you would have to draw your own boxes.
Yeah, I
would
have to draw my own boxes.
This is abysmal, you having to draw your own boxes.
Well, Lad, have you seen my handwriting?
I feel like we could get you a ruler and everything would be fine.
You'd have to do it. No, what I need is like just a printable. Maybe Abby or Ashley can do that right now in the office. If one of you could print me November 2021 out on a sheet of paper right now, I would highly appreciate it. We'll see if they get that done.
Yeah, we will.
We will let you know if they do get that done. But we'll see. I mean, maybe it'll be less chaotic. It'll definitely be more weekend games.
Yeah, it will be less weekend games because you know you're going to have two or three. Well, does it ever happen that basketball and hockey are all home at the same time?
Yeah, so Saturdays, I think, for the rest of the year are going to be crazy. But yeah. What are you going to do about that? But you know the thing that sucks is I planned my whole schedule this year, class schedule, around Wednesdays being the day that, like, okay, Wednesdays are the day during the week where there are going to be live sports during the week. And there's all these Tuesday games.
Yeah, they love bringing people here on Tuesdays. Yeah, it seems like we're always on the road on a Wednesday.
And the thing about Tuesdays is I'm out because of class. Liam's out because of class. Jake's out because of class. This is a night class for sports broadcasting. Joey's out because of a night's class. The only person available on our board is Jared. And yeah. You're out. You're technically out because of the Gonian, but in a pinch.
Yes, know. I'm here at a moment's notice.
That's why you're the utility sports talent associate on the board. So it's going to be crazy. Abby texts me, we're not your utility managers, so she's not printing me out.
No, she loves saying that. I got made fun of yesterday. I got told, ready for your meeting, Mr. Utility. Like, people just don't respect the title.
People don't respect the title, no. It's definitely not a fake title that you and I created at 1 a.m.
just to sneak me on the board.
Well, you know, we knew we couldn't give you the full assistant title.
I like being in the loop.
You do always know what's going on.
Yes, it's nice to know what's going on. And we've gotten some good reps in for fall sports this year.
Yes, definitely, 100%. All right, where do you want to start here? You want to start with the Bills?
Yeah, they're minus 16 and a half. There's not much to talk about here. 16.
How low? Tickets for this game are as low as $42, according to ESPN. They're taking on the Texans and David Mills. Who is David Mills? I don't know. Mm. I don't plan on finding out. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is the state of quarterbacks in our fantasy football league at the moment. Because it's a 2-QB league, lots of people, not Brandon Ladd, but lots of people are holding 3 quarterbacks. 2 to put in the starting lineup. And, well, it's technically not a 2-QB league. It's a super flex. So you can put a wide receiver, a running back. But normal people put, quarterbacks in there. This is the state of quarterbacks right now. Jacoby Brissett is the best quarterback available. Then Jared Goff, who that's actually pretty good. Then Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, and David Mills. That's it.
Yeah.
There's only 5 starting quarterbacks. Taysom Hill is 6. And then it's all the backups in the league. Colt McCoy is the 10th best quarterback available, according to Sleeper.
Ready for this? Davis Mills, one of the best.
It's not even David Mills. It's Davis. See, I don't even know his name.
Rookie out of Stanford, third-round pick, 67th pick overall. Absolute legend at Stanford. 2019, 11 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. 2020, 7 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. I did not know that means you get picked third round in the NFL nowadays.
Well, it's the Texans.
Yeah, I guess it
is. And wait, wasn't the third round when the Texans had their first draft pick of the draft?
Yes, it was. Because of, who's that? Because of.
No, because there's just so many. Because of DeAndre Hopkins or something like
Tunsil
that.
Tunsil and like, there's been too many. Years worth of there's, trades.
Yeah, literally. Yes. Eons worth of trades. And they took this guy?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pathetic.
And now he's playing real deal football for the boys. 19 of 28 in the last Thursday night game. He actually played really well for him.
Oh, yeah. QBR at 37.7 on the year. Woo!
57.7 in the Thursday night game.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
He had a touchdown. He doesn't turn it over.
Like some other quarterbacks we know in this league.
David Culley, though, he's talking about his quarterback here. He said he's impressed with the first round reps.
Oh, my. Poor David Welly. Deshaun Watson's just got to sit there because he's a moron. Let's be frank here. Deshaun Watson's an idiot.
Yeah.
And then Tyrod Taylor goes down. What Tyrod's issue this time? Sadness?
I don't know. What was it last year? He took a needle to the lung.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it happens every so often. It gets through the ribs and it gets you in the lungs.
Like some one in a million, like, thing where, like, he was getting something done with his heart, which is very serious. Like, oh, whoops.
Whoops. The needle went through the lung.
Oh, no. Like, what is so what is it this year? Do we know? That's the wrong mouse. Click on Tyrod Taylor. Well, we're looking to see what it is.
Hamstring.
He's been good. Oh, hamstring. So that's a normal injury. But he was pretty good.
They were trying to put a needle in his thigh, and he got his hamstring.
Yeah. This time they got they tried to insert the needle in a different place. So mean. We shouldn't be saying these things, but it's just, you know, he just never gets a fair shot.
Can we dive deeper into the lung puncture?
The lung puncture
of Tyrod Taylor?
Dude, that's literally what he's typing into Google right now. The lung punctured of Tyrod Taylor. He suffered a punctured lung when a team doctor attempted to administer a pain-killing injection to address rib discomfort in week two against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he was taken to the hospital, and he suffered a punctured lung.
As a result of the strange accident.
It's the most Chargers thing of all time.
And then the picture is him with his hand over.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Then the picture of the article story is a picture with his hand over his heart.
Team doctor accidentally punctured Taylor's lung. Like,
it's the most Chargers thing of all time.
Let me look up how often accidental
lung punctures happen. Accidental. Come on, lad. I believe you're editor-in-chief here.
That doesn't mean I can't fat-finger things. Oh, we got some nice charts going.
Punctured lung symptoms. The NYO computer, CTS is going to look at this and be like, what are they doing? What are they doing in here? How do I know if I have a punctured lung?
We're in a different category now.
All right, now you're scrolling way too far down.
I have a lung injury? Yeah, it doesn't happen too often. Yeah, no. I think that's what it told us.
It's rare. It's rare. Something serious has to happen in order for you to have a punctured lung. So Tyrod Taylor not playing in this game. It's Davis Mills. Bills, they're going to be 3-1.
Yeah, we Texans got the
Bills
winning.
So bad.
That was
they're
pretty.
They're a horrible organization, the Texans.
What a roundabout way to saying the Bills are
going
to win.
Yeah. I know. Going back to Chargers injuries. Giants taking on Saints, Jets taking on Titans. We're going to take a quick break, I've decided. Yeah, we're still going to go to break, and we'll talk about the Jets and the Giants when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. One, two,
three. Every time you come around, you know I can't say no.
Welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on a Thursday playing this song because it's a bad habit, Ladd, that you've gotten into where you just tell people not to get me coffees, not to get me food. Like, why on earth would you think that I didn't want something from Dunkin'?
I don't know. Yeah, sometimes you don't.
I got to the office. I go, thanks for my coffee, Abby. She goes, I was going to get you something, and Brandon told me no. What? What is that all about?
I think some things don't always need to be said.
What is that?
Like,
it's
maybe,
coffee.
Like, I'm not trying to act like Nixon here, but I feel like that could have been covered
I
said.
I don't know what that means, but
I'm just saying, now
I'm coffee-less.
Yes.
I got a long day ahead of me.
I'm making Watergate references about coffee. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, folks.
John Boyce once said, in that moment, I knew what Bobby Petrino knew what Jesus Christ was feeling.
Jesus Christ has been noted for a number of winning or losing football games. And drafted in the first round in 35 BC. Was he real? I don't know. So great.
John Boyce.
He's the greatest man. He's the absolute
His sarcasm
greatest.
Keeps me going.
His tweets are just so, like, funny and cryptic. And it's really funny because, like, I remember like the Cowboys like weren't playing well last year, and he said like, guess they should have like. They really should have given Jason Garrett a longer time. Like, they didn't give, like, he went into this whole, like, speech about how he didn't get a long time. And we said the tweet to Brian, and Brian, like, was like, what is he talking about? He played, he had 11 years there. We're like, no,
that's the point. That's the point. That's the humor.
That's the point.
I feel like I have that humor. Just, you got to be stable enough in your life to, before you can start acting that crazy.
That's when I knew you were really funny when we were in Penny Morley's class. And you gave some speech about, you know, complacency, I think. Is that what it was? It might have been.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, Jason Garrett's going to go 8-8, and Jerry Jones is like, oh, look at that. Let's give him another year.
I can't believe I gave my big speech of the year on 8-8.
That wasn't the big speech of the year.
That wasn't that like the impromptu?
Yeah. I think, yeah. What was my, do you remember, what I was trying to think of this the other day. What was my eulogy on?
I don't know. I know I did. No.
Because I remember my eulogy was really funny.
It was on Star Wars or
something? No. That was my persuasive.
Oh.
The eulogy was something on, like, Sam Darnold's career. And little did I know that, like, it was something really funny about the Jets.
No, it was on Mark Sanchez.
Maybe. Yes!
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That, yes. That's exactly. It was about the butt fumble, I think.
Yes, it was. What was my? I did mine on LeBron, I think. Which, at that point, I never thought LeBron would win another title, and then
boy, were you wrong.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, and he's gonna win another one this year.
Yeah,
he's got three more to win.
Yeah, that was a fun class. Didn't we give our final? Well, we tried. Didn't we give our final project? You, me, and Brian on
steroids.
Steroids.
Yeah.
And we had graphs that.
I was so ungodly sick. And I only read like two slides because I was so sick. We had to make a disclaimer at the beginning of the speech because like I literally couldn't talk.
Yeah, I feel like I had minutes 9 through 17 because of that.
Yeah, I only had like the first three. Like we sat down and we were like, all right, you clearly.
That lady was stone cold though.
No, Penny Morley was mean, dude.
Yeah, she would love our speeches and be like, oh, 72.
Yeah, right. I think we did good on that. Getting like an A on that.
I didn't realize if you just follow directions, you get 95. That's what we learned.
Yeah. No, we did a good job on that speech.
Yeah, we digged in with the research. What was the big trade that happened? It was Cano.
That year?
No, we were doing research and like Cano got traded to the Mets or we were talking about Cano. It was like big thing about Cano.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he was traded to the...
Yeah, and then he was traded to the Mets.
Well, it just isn't funny that that was the big topic at the moment.
I guess so. Sup, Landon? Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's get into the Jets and the Giants here. Wrap up the show in a couple more minutes. Hot Corner coming your way at 4 o'clock. Actually, let me ask you a question. I was going to ask you this earlier. Who should I start? So, Chenault, I don't know how to say his first name. What is it?
Laviska.
Laviska. Laviska Chenault has been in my starting lineup for a couple weeks. Christian Kirk has been on my bench. Chenault plays tonight.
Yeah.
I kind of want to start Kirk this week, but he's going up against the Rams. Who do I start? Chenault against the Bengals, who are 3-0.
Yeah.
Or Kirk against the Rams?
I would do Laviska tonight. Really? I feel like this is a Trevor Lawrence coming out party.
He's wide receiver 67.
Yeah, I think this is a coming out party for the Jaguars.
Kirk
tonight.
Is wide receiver 15.
Is both an option?
No, because DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson are starting. I could start somebody over Chase Edmonds, but Chase Edmonds has been really good.
You know what, Aaron? Go with your gut.
My gut says it's finally time to start Kirk.
Yes, and this leaves you more flexibility because if you don't have that spot taken tonight, you can come up with a different strategy to find.
I could start Galladay as well.
No, I would go with Kirk or Galladay.
Yeah. All right. So it's official. Christian Kirk, welcome to the starting lineup of Pump Your Own Gas.
I need to check my lineup.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You absolutely do. What are you doing with Chuba Hubbard?
I'm going to keep him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've decided I have that strength in my life to keep him.
Yeah. Good. Unless somebody offers you something like
a first-round pick.
Like, ridiculous. Yeah, for Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
That would be... Jake would do that.
If I lose any more games, though, I will be trading Mahomes, and that is where I'm going to get my
what?
Bounty.
Wait, hold on. What this? You know what this deserves? Breaking news out of Sports Hour. Brandon Ladd is putting Patrick Mahomes on the trade block if he loses another game. Where is it?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Is this bad?
No, that's a bad. What was? No, we need the what from Jake. We don't have that.
Jake's fun factoids of the week. Yippee.
Is that new?
That's new.
Okay.
There's so many fun ones on here. Now I'm just distracted like this. But we need the.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I feel like Jake had a what on there.
We need the what? There is none.
Can that get any better?
Can it get any better?
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
What?
What? Giants taking on the Saints this week, looking for their first win. They are going to get shellacked. Agreed?
Yeah. Saints are playing better.
Jameis Winston has been pretty good. Giants have been pretty bad. They just look lost out there. Just look clueless, right?
Yeah, I'm not completely sold on the Saints yet, but I did see a little bit of improvement last week. Patriots aren't a horrible defense, and they put 28 on him. So, yeah, I guess when you beat Aaron Rodgers by 35, you're doing something right.
Yeah, something's going okay.
Something's going well. You're good enough to beat the Giants.
Yeah. Considering the Giants, I thought the Giants actually were going to – I genuinely thought, like, oh, they'll beat the Falcons. And then they just didn't.
Yeah.
At all. Like, yeah. Really? The Falcons? You couldn't beat the Falcons.
Well, we've seen this with the Giants the past 2 years.
But how do they not
figure it
out?
They're going to win, they lose.
How do they not figure it out? This is what I don't understand. Everybody just keeps telling me, oh, the Jets are terrible. The Jets suck. They're the worst team in football. I agree. But how are the Giants not figuring this out at this point?
Because the Giants aren't horrible.
No, they're a good team on paper. They should be able to win football games, and they can't. Well, and everybody continues to yell at me.
For some reason, they can only pull off upsets.
It's just, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, all everybody does, lad, I just get yelled at constantly for liking the Jets, for, you know. And I don't even say the Jets are good. But every week, it's like, the Jets are terrible, disgrace to football. How are the Giants not winning football games? It's time.
Yeah, I guess it is
right?
Time. Yeah, sure. It's
and you
time.
Play in the NFC East. It's so maddening.
Supposedly it's time.
So you have Saquon Barkley, Kenny Galladay, Sterling Shepard's a really good wide receiver. Darius Slayton's a really good wide receiver. Evan Engram, I don't know what happened to that guy. I do know. You know the Monstars from Space Jam? They came and took his talent away.
They did.
That's going to be the next Space Jam movie with Baker Mayfield. And Evan Engram is one of the victims.
He's a victim of this.
He's a victim of the Monstars stealing all his talent. That would be great. Who would it be? It would be with Patrick Mahomes.
It
not
would
Baker
be.
Mayfield. Baker Mayfield would be in it, though, because he's in everything.
Yeah, and then Daffy Duck would be the main character instead of Bugs Bunny, I think, for football versions. That would be my editorial
note. No, Bugs Bunny's
note.
always the main character.
I guess.
You know,
Daffy
always.
Duck doesn't get the love he deserves.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a big Looney Tunes guy?
I was back in the day.
Really?
Yes.
Never big Looney Tunes guy. Never.
I feel like we need to watch Looney Tunes and the Snoopy Show.
No,
this
stop
weekend.
With the stop with the Snoopy Show. Stop.
I'm going to find someone that wants to watch the Snoopy Show.
We watched an episode of the Snoopy Show. It's not good.
It was adorable.
Jets taking on the Titans. Thoughts? I don't think people are going to be like, Derrick Henry's going to run all over them. They have the 10th best rushing defense in the NFL. I don't think that's going to happen.
This might be a struggle for the Titans in the first half because I don't think they're going to find offense easily.
No, this is what will happen. It'll be like 10-0 at the end of the first half. And I'll be like, if the Jets can turn it around, they're gonna win. They're going to get their first win. And then Zach Wilson will throw two interceptions, and then it'll be, 30-3 by the end of the game.
I mean, as long as Wilson keeps the holster in his pocket, he'll be fine.
I don't know what Jake is doing. As he
everything okay?
Rambles in
oh, he has
for
a slushy.
Second. Yeah. Jake, I got a question. I don't know if you just heard my rant about the Giants. Why can't they win football games?
Oh, okay. So it's basically one simple step, really. The other team scores more points than us. So really, that's all it comes down to recently.
But why can't they figure it out? Like, I get yelled at every week for liking the Jets, for, you know, for rooting for the Jets, like,
yeah,
for going
been,
hard,
we've
for
been
saying
close.
The Jets have been in games. The Jets have been in games, too!
You got shut out last week.
Jake, I'm going to holler at you for a minute here and say that the Giants might have a better chance of winning this week than they did last week.
Well, it depends if Jameis Winston last year, you know, without vision shows up.
I'm a
or like week one, Jameis Winston shows up. Because if that one last year shows up, oh, then we could have four interceptions, but he'll also throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns.
It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it comes down to Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett is the key issue to this team.
Yeah, he's
serious issues.
Terrible.
He doesn't know how to call plays. We drafted Kadarius Toney in the first round. Why? For him to sit there with his bull ring and look fun? No, we drafted him to make plays. And he played.
Seemed like an attacked character for no reason.
Two catches last week. Both times it looked like, oh my God, he's going to get sacked behind the line. One for 12 yards, the other for 9. Made
something.
That's
more yards than like anybody on the Giants combined.
Yeah. Sterling Shepard, both Darius Slayton out this week. Cool. If Kadarius Toney doesn't see the field with both of them not playing, Jason Garrett needs to be fired because he just does not know how to, you know, put his weapons at use.
That Jason Garrett doesn't know how to call football games.
Yeah, but did the Cowboys ever have anybody like Kadarius Toney?
What do you mean?
Like a speedy playmaker that they drafted in the first round.
Jake, they have CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper,
and Michael
Gallup.
Not when Jason Garrett was there.
They had Miles Austin for a while. Okay, fair.
Comparison, yeah.
But
he's more of a deep threat, though, I would say.
But we had Dez.
Dez, but that's like Kenny Galladay. You compare the two, which he's not using.
Why did we need a speedy threat? Like, there was like 9 Pro Bowlers on the offense at one point.
Did you just ask why an NFL offense needs a speedy threat?
What, are you with me here? I felt
you're
like
the biggest football guy I know, and you just asked that question?
But it seemed like the Cowboys offense was fine for a bit there.
Yeah, how many
Super Bowls?
How many Super Bowls they win?
How many NFC championships? How many playoff appearances?
Did Dez really catch it, Jake?
He didn't catch it. Come on.
Come on.
We know he didn't catch it.
It's Thursday. I don't want to talk about my feelings,
come on.
Jake. But
Come on.
He didn't catch it. Come on.
Jake, I'm in
did
the mood.
I'm getting off of this topic.
Jake, I'm in the mood for apple cider. Are you?
What?
We have to do picks really quick. It's 13 to 12, lad. Lad, write your picks in the rundown. Jaguars, Bengals, quick.
Jags.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Bengals.
Bills, Texans. We talked a lot about
the
this.
Bills.
It's the Bills.
Bills.
Jets, Titans.
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 Titans as well. Giants, Saints. Saints.
Giants.
Saints. Come on, lad.
Really? Browns, Vikings.
Vikings.
Browns.
I'm going to go Browns. I don't think the Vikings are that good, if I'm being completely honest. I think it was a fraudulent win last week. Bucks, Pats. I'm going Pats just because I think it would be really funny if the only team Tom Brady doesn't beat throughout his entire career is the Patriots.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
I think Bill Belichick has been planning this for weeks and is going to pull out all the stops.
Too bad his quarterback's Mac Jones. I was going to say I'm really impressed, Aaron. We almost had the exact same picks, everything, and we've never agreed on anything. But, of course, you had to change it up. I'm going Bucks.
Do you think Brady's going to walk out of Foxborough? Like, something funky's going to happen.
No, something weird's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not a good game. The Bucks should win by 25, but it's still the Sunday night
football
game.
Like, if this glorious career was to come to an end anywhere, I maybe
begins,
Sunday
you think
night.
He's gonna begins, get hurt?
Begins and ends at Foxborough.
I just got a weird feeling that something's
gonna
happen.
You think he's
gonna happen.
Lad thinks he's gonna tear his ACL and that'll be it.
He doesn't move enough for that to happen, so I
don't
know.
That is true.
I don't know.
I don't think the Pats have anyone that goes fast enough to tear an ACL.
Maybe a broken neck, but I don't see an ACL. It can't move quick enough for that to happen.
Maybe a punctured lung. We talked about that.
We
today.
Talked about punctured lungs
poor
a lot.
Poor Tyrod
today.
Taylor.
Poor Tyrod Taylor.
God, he was
stupid. Yeah, we've all been there, done that.
Hot corner coming up in just about 5 minutes here with Jake Johnson and Brandon Ladd. Lots of sports this weekend.
What?
Michael Gross.
Michael Gross.
You're right. It is Michael Gross. Michael, I'm sorry.
Shout out me at 5.
I don't know why. You're still doing your show today at 5?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were moving it. All right. That's going to do
I
it.
I thought it got canceled.
We will see you Monday. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone.